Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
I tell you, God is doing awesome things. I am so excited about the Lord. It seems like it's getting gooder all the time. May not be good English, but that's great theology. Carly, where is Ashley? Is he here? Are you receiving the offering? Can I get you guys to come up here quickly and give a testimony? This is Carly and Ashley Terades. They're from England, and some of you may have seen their daughter's testimony. Hannah, the one that got healed, and she was just about... The doctors, I think, were expecting her not to live more than just a few days, and she was miraculously raised up. And we are so blessed now that they have come over to the United States, and they are working in our school. They're actually running our apprenticeship program. And how many of you have seen Hannah's testimony? Could I see your hand? Man, look at this. Isn't this great? How many of you haven't seen it? There's still a lot of people. So anyway, give a quick praise the Lord about what God has done for you. This is a great couple. We are so blessed to have them around.
Thank you. We're blessed to be around. Well, Hannah just had a seventh birthday a couple of weeks ago, and it was really special for us because every year that goes by for us is a year that we thought we would never have, that we'd never see. Every Christmas that goes by, we just praise the Lord because we're buying Christmas presents for our little girl that no one expected to be here, so...
Amen. That's, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's always a constant reminder. But when she was born, Hannah had a disease called eosinophilic enteropathy, which sounds very complicated. But in essence, it basically means that her body didn't have what it needed to digest protein. So every type of food that we put into her body slowly poisoned her to death. And we didn't realize this when she was born. So when a child is losing weight and not growing... Your kind of inclination is to try and get as many calories in as you can. And she was diagnosed by about the age of two. But up until then, we kind of left it a little bit in the dark, and the doctors went through all these different things and thought, she had reflux and things like that. But her symptoms were really that she wasn't growing, she wasn't putting on weight, she'd constantly be vomiting all the time. She could never swallow anything thicker than a puree, so she'd never had... never been able to chew and swallow real food. So we just kind of gave her like a milk type formula. She'd just wake up constantly through the night. She never slept more than maybe an hour at night. So every hour through the night, she would be waking up just screaming in pain, just rolling around. She'd be sick all the time. All of her hair fell out. She didn't, because she couldn't process and get the nutrients from food, she didn't have any energy to grow or play. Or just be a normal, happy child. By the time she was diagnosed, really she was just laying on the sofa watching DVDs and just kind of moaning all the time. She didn't have any quality of life. And in fact, her brothers would poke her because they thought she was dead when she was sleeping. They're a couple of years older than her, and she just looked terrible. Her eyes all sunk back in her head, all her hair fell out, all of her skin went kind of a translucent colour, and she didn't have any energy to walk or anything. And really, you know, we were kind of at the end of our road. The doctors managed to diagnose this disease but knew nothing about it. They said it's incurable. There's no treatment for this disease. There's nothing really that we can do for her. And at that point, they put a tube into her stomach and said, we're going to do like this last final extreme measure, really, and just put a tube directly into her stomach and give her a backpack that has like a feeding pump that runs constantly. And in this backpack would be a special formula that's kind of so synthetic, hopefully she can have some nutrients and kind of sustain her life a little bit longer. So we went through the procedure, but it really became quickly evident that her body was rejecting it, and she probably had about a few days to live, I guess.
And she, at this time, was only wearing nine-month-old clothes. She was 3.5 years old. She was really in critical shape.
So 2 weeks before that, they sent her home basically to die because they said to me, take her home for 2 weeks and bring her back in 2 weeks and we'll give her some steroids. And I found out afterwards, they told me that to be kind. They figured she wouldn't live more than a week. The doctor said to me afterwards, if we could have done anything there, we would have done it then and there. There was no reason for us to send her home. So about 2 weeks before then, someone gave us a little white tape. And we was born again, we were spirit-filled, we believed God could heal, and we believed in the power of God, but no one told us the truth, no one told us the real gospel. And someone gave us this little white tape, and you've probably all seen the type of tape it is, and someone gave it like 15 years earlier. So a partner had given it free, and it got handed down, and we stumbled across it, and on that tape, we heard the truth. We heard, you know what, God is a loving father, God wanted my daughter healed. For the first time in my life, someone, Andrew was preaching, and he was saying, this is the definite truth. None of this, sometimes God heals, sometimes he doesn't heal, that type of stuff. This was the real gospel I heard for the first time. So I went on his website, and guess what? There was hundreds and hundreds of teachings that I downloaded free. So I downloaded them onto my deal, and I downloaded them for Carly to listen to on her stereo. So she was listening to these teachings in the hospital with Hannah. I was listening to them through my headphones all day long as I was working. And we got built up on the Word of God. And we heard the real message. We heard the real Word of God. And all of a sudden, I thought, my daughter can be healed. And our faith just rose. And I thought, I wonder if Andrew's ever in England. So I looked on the website, and it said UK conference starting 16th of March. And that day was the 15th of March. So that's tomorrow. That's pretty good timing. So,
amen.
So when the doctor said, take her home, we didn't take her home. We put her in the car, and we drove up. It was a long way for an Englishman. It was about 3 hours up the road, which is, that's a big deal for an Englishman. That's like the other side of the world.
That's right. So, 20 miles is a long ways in England.
We had to stay overnight, definitely. So anyway, we drove her up there, and she was real sick at that point. She couldn't even be in the meeting. She was crying so much. We had her out in the cry room, and, you know, the person who was running the conference met us, and they said, we'll get Andrew and Jamie to come back and pray for her. So Andrew and Jamie come back, and the neat thing was, Hannah had just fell asleep, and the neat thing was, when they come back, we just went, and told them everything, all what was wrong with her. We said, this is wrong, that's wrong. And Andrew just smiled, and he said, that's a piece of cake for Jesus. And I believe right there, that's what did it for us. We was like, wow. And we had this missing link. We didn't understand about healing for children. And what Andrew taught us was, you know, she was only 3 and a half. So a lot of it was our responsibility. So when she woke up, Andrew prayed. Andrew and Jamie prayed real quick. And when she woke up, we just looked at Hannah in the eye. And we said, when you was asleep, Jesus has healed you. And she just smiled for the first time. Remember, this girl was on death's door. I mean, I've never seen anything like she looked dead. She smiled and she said, I want to eat. So I said, what do you want to eat? And she said, I want McDonald's. So we drove around this strange town. I couldn't find McDonald's. We went to KFC and we went in there. And she just started eating chicken and swallowing it. Eating chicken, swallowing it, no problem. She started eating fries. She had chocolate brownies. She had ice cream, no problem. She just kept eating, no problem at all.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's awesome. And this was the first time she had ever eaten solid food
she'd
in her
never
life.
Eaten, she'd never been able to swallow solid food in her life. Everything had to be pureed, and then towards the end of her life, she couldn't eat anything. She had this backpack on 23 hours a day. She had a 1 hour break a day. This big backpack was too heavy for her to carry. She had to pull it around, and that's all she had. She had to have water or ice cubes. That's the only thing she could have. And we just took her out and did this, and she just started eating, no problem at all. And that was March 2006, and to this day, she's never had any doctor's treatment. They looked at her a year later. They kept checking her. Like every week at first. They sent nurses around our house at 9 o'clock at night. What are you doing to your child? I said, come in and see. And she'd be eating and the awe of God would just hit these nurses. They'd be like, wow. So after a year, they did a full checkup of her. They checked everything. And the doctor come in and they said, we can't find one thing wrong with you, Hannah. You are absolutely perfect.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. You know, we give God all the glory for this, and, you know, we give Jesus the glory for Hannah's healing, but I have to say this. The real miracle, one of the real miracles was we got that teaching, and it came across our path. We would not have got that teaching if partners hadn't have given. I went on the website, and I got all that teaching. We probably spent hundreds of dollars worth on material that we got free of charge. I wouldn't have spent all that on teaching. I didn't even know, you know, but because it was free, I downloaded it, I listened to it. And because that tape was free, it came across our path. So let me tell you, when you give to this ministry, it's really getting the gospel out there, and it is literally changing lives because it saved my daughter's life. So I want to thank you. If you're a partner of Andrew Womack Ministries, I want to thank you because my daughter's Amen. Still alive and she's perfectly healthy. She's back in Colorado Springs and she's back at school and she's very healthy and happy. So thank you very much. Praise God.
Thank you. You guys are blessed. Amen. Isn't that awesome? I tell you what, praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know, there is a young girl, Hannah, here that had cancer, and they gave her radiation and cancer treatments, and they got rid of the cancer, but her lungs are damaged, and she's on oxygen, and she's 7 years old. And I prayed with her last night, and she was unable to eat and was in serious condition. And I just heard the report this morning that she went out last night and ate everything. And I believe that she's healed. Hallelujah. So are Hannah's parents here today? Seems like somebody gave me that. Oh, right here. How's that going? Is she did she eat last night and doing pretty good? Amen. And I believe just like this Hannah, your Hannah's healed. Isn't that great? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Man, isn't that awesome? I'm just so glad that I'm on God's side. Thank you, Jesus. Well, last night I started talking about how to find God's will for your life. And like I said earlier, this, I'm sure, has inspired people. We had probably 70% of the audience last night stand because they didn't know for sure that they are doing what God called them to do. And I tell you, that's a blessing that people were willing to humble themselves and admit it and make a commitment that I'm going to find out. But at the same time, it's sad to think that people live for decades just basically kind of going their own way and hoping that it's pleasing to God when God wants to reveal himself to you. I really made a point last night of saying that before you were formed in the womb, God had a purpose for your life. And it's not up to you to just do what you want to and ask God to bless it and hope that it was pleasing to him. God wants to reveal himself to you. And when you receive this, which I believe a lot of people really received this teaching last night and made a commitment that they want to know what God's will for them is.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Find God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1066C for CD or R3210D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU8C titled, It's Never Too Late, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. You know, there's people that listen to me on the radio or television every day, and they think, well, I already know what you're going to say. What's the point in going to one of these meetings? But for one thing, you just get the Word at a different level when it's not broken into little 15-minute segments. It makes a huge difference in the way that the Word impacts you. Plus, we have anywhere from 30 to 40 or 50 of our Bible college students, prayer ministers there, that minister to people. You get prayer and personal ministry, and it is just a dynamic atmosphere. Charlie and Jill LeBlanc do the praise and worship, and you'd be blessed. So make plans to join me at one of our Gospel Truth seminars.